Michael Connolly, Rolleston Garden Centre. You're listening to The Sod Show.
The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. Join gardener Peter Donegan and not-so-green fingers Brian Green, Fridays, 3 p.m, 103.2 Dublin City FM. The Sod Show, Dublin's garden radio show. The Sod Show, brought to you by Green Sacks, the compostable bags for home and garden.
103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show with Brian and Peter for another Friday afternoon in Dublin City. Wet again. Yes, we could write the script every Friday and every lead into Friday. This summer has been raining. Wait till we get the full millimetre fall for last month. See if we can get it by the end of the show and give it to you and see what it was. Do a bit of weather research while you're listening to this week's interview with Mike Connolly, Rolleston Garden Centre. That's coming up in a moment. We do have some news item for you. If you want to send in any news items to the Sod Show, you can do so. #Sodshow on Twitter is the best way to get it through to us. #Sodshow on Twitter. If you don't use Twitter, but you are on the internet, you could go to the blog, blog.donleganlandscaping.com. And if you're not on the internet, check us out in the library where internet is free and you can get in touch with us there. Now, we do have one announcement for you this week. And we had a message in from Dee Sewell, and she wants us to mention that she's having a workshop on Sunday from 2 to 4 in Kilgrainy House in Carlow, and it's on weeds, pests and diseases and how to recognise threats and deal with them organically. Sunday, 2 to 4, Kilgrainy House in Carlow. We're not on air in Carlow, but our podcast is received quite well down there, and sure, there's a few commuters in Carlow, in Dublin at the moment, and they'll be heading back there for the weekend. Dee, all the best with that, and I hope it works out well. We're doing a live experiment on the radio today, and we want you to take part. The question I have is, when you hear The Sod Show, do you think of Meadows and Timotei ad? Or do you think of Dublin City, suburban, urban, concrete surround? What is the soundtrack to The Sod Show? There's no right answers, there are no wrong answers. There are no prizes. Is it Timotei? Or is it the Sex Pistols? What is the soundtrack to The Sod Show? #Sod Show on Twitter. We want your answers. And as I say, you can't be wrong, you can't be right, to quote Johnny Lydon in the later part of his career when he was with Public Image. You decide. Timotei or Sex Pistols? Let's get on with the show. And this week, Peter is interviewing Mike Connolly of Rolleston Garden Centre. Have a listen, and we'll be back to you with a song in a while.
I'm in the coffee shop in Rolleston Garden Centre, and I'm just taking a walk around. There's a big polydome tunnel at the back. It's about 2, 3, 4 span. There's book sections, there's pot sections. The coffee shops is absolutely wonderful. And kind of nearby, there's indoor ferns for sale. And there's Elleflower, summer-long flowering plants. There's little kids' gardening things. There's signs here saying, housework makes you ugly. Grandma's a treasure of memories. Is there life after laundry? It's an amazing little, I won't say eclectic, that's probably the wrong word on its own. But once you walk through and you kind of get lost and you double back on yourself and you go through all of the flowers and you get down to the back, you start to see the hens and the vegetable gardens. It's almost like one big garden in itself. The beauty about it is it's family run. So I know from my own perspective, growing up at the age of 5 and now 36 years of age, I watch my daughter as I'm putting screws into my shed and I'm repairing it. And at 2 years of age, she's handing me the next screw just by watching Dad. At 2 years of age. Can you imagine that from a plant's point of view? Where you've grown up with that eloquence, that knowledge, that knowing instinctively what to do next. It's what makes gardening great. It's what makes garden centres great. It's what makes good gardeners great. And it's down to the person. It's down to the people. There's lemon trees for sale here, with lemons hanging on it. Looking forward to this radio show now. It's times like this that you kind of turn around and you don't wonder why you do it. Michael, how long is Rollstown Garden Centre on the go?
21 years since Easter.
And the day you turned around and said, darling, wife, I've got this great plan, I'm going to start a garden centre, she said...
you must be joking. I know, I was had a nursery before that for a number of years, and we were selling plants to the, you know, bedding plants mainly. So probably 1986 we started. So 1990 was being made redundant, so I applied for planning permission and we opened in 1991.
Is there a bit in between where the garden centre has grown from what it once was? So people who've never been here before and are going to come here maybe, let's say, this coming weekend, is there a bit where what they saw maybe 20 years ago has changed?
I think so. We started at the end of the gable end of the house, and that's where we started selling our plants first. And then when we got planning permission, we moved down the back of the house in the field. And in the last 5 years since my son joined us, we have developed a place. We have a large covered area, which you can see. We run classes every... we have already run 16 this year, and we're having one this weekend on Saturday mornings. We have a big display area, which we added in... I suppose from 95 on, we started adding covered area, because covered area became so important. And then in about 3-4 years ago, we put in a big covered area, which is this year has been fantastic.
Has trends in garden centres or trends in horticulture, has that been? Because I've always said, and I remember one of the earliest articles I wrote, I noted the cobble lock pandemic, and pre that it was the log roll epidemic, and all of a sudden we seem to have come into this grow your own and past the decking kind of phase. Is there a bit where garden centres equally have had to run their course with that?
When we started first, all bedding plants were in the green. And now nearly all bedding plants have to be in colour to sell. And it's gone from the strip bedding, which was 10 plants in a strip, to now a six-pack or a single pot, which has been the big change in that area. Grow Your Own has been very important to us over the last number of years. Started about 4 years ago with a few classes, and now we are running right through the year at various times. So we started this year early. We started in February. The idea was to get people preparing rather than planting, and because that to me is the most important job in any garden, is to prepare it properly. And we did that in the first few weeks, and then we did went from fruit to sowing seeds to doing hanging baskets, planting herbaceous border, pruning fruit trees, so pruning roses, tying them in. We did a huge amount of stuff, and we're always available to answer any questions.
If I was to ask you the biggest sellers in this garden centre, because as I said earlier, you have everything from the hens to the flowering displays, and I mean the old school primulas, the right way down through to the vegetable displays. I mean, even the plants displayed in the shelves look absolutely amazing. It really, really is a worthwhile journey. And the fact that you have the coffee shop now, I'll get to that in a little bit, but has there been a change, I suppose, in the big sellers over the last few years that people have been looking for?
Yeah, colour is the seller. Colour. Bedding plants is probably how you describe them, but we'd say container and baskets. Containers, when people started filling containers, that was the big take-off in the single pots, like the bacopas and, as people know, the snowflake and the trailing petunias and all that kind of stuff. That, when we started first, there was none of that. It was all lobelia and alison, and everyone planted the blue and the white, and that was standard in most gardens. And it was, people were bedding stuff out in the garden, but now bedding schemes are nearly gone. Very few bedding schemes now. It's all containers, really, or raised beds, or what is hanging baskets, window boxes. Whereas when we started first, if you went to a house, you'd see lines of lobelia and alison, and then you'd have your marigolds, and then you'd have maybe your anthuriums, or you'd have your dahlias. But that day is, sadly, in some ways.
On the one hand, and I'm listening to you there, I know my dad's thing when I was growing up was a row of blue-white alison lobelia underneath the window ledge, and it was one skimmia japonica in the corner, and we'd two apple trees, and maybe, I think, a cherry tree in the front garden. And that was about as exotic as it got. I mean, it was quite simplistic. Although it's changed, do you think the bit of the rise of the apartment blocks and the apartment living, do you think that's changed people's purchasing as well?
Well, when you drive around and you look at the apartment blocks, there doesn't seem to be a huge amount of planting going on in them. They seem quite bare. Compared to, like, if you're in Spain or places like that, where you see a lot of colour on the balconies, I would say most of our customers would have their own house, or obviously the patios. Patio living has been, even though you don't get the sun, but still people like to have their pots looking colourful. But I don't think apartment living has been all that of great for us, like, in terms of people decorating their patios or their balconies, because a lot of them are very windy, and it's hard to and then from watering point of view, and out all day, and so it's and it's a lot of youngish people, I suppose. We have a core of very good customers. We have them for years, and we find that a lot of their family members now are coming in, and constantly we find that a mother comes in and she said, my daughter comes here all the time, or the daughter would say, oh, my mother comes here all the time. And that's the kind of our customers, a lot of our customers are like that.
Is there a bit, and it's something, again, I noted earlier on, but you noted it yourself, your son is working in the business, which was that a difficult thing? I know there's times when I love my dad to bits, and hand on my heart, I really, really do, but equally there are times when I would say he, and also vice versa, me, would like to grab each other in the headlock and you know, have a little kerfuffle. I say that very eloquently, Dad, if you're listening to this. Does that make sense? Is that a fair comment?
I suppose it is a fair comment. John, I suppose he did a degree in landscape horticulture, and then he started with landscaping, and then he decided to join us in the garden centre, which is, to me, has been a great help, because it's very difficult to run a place by yourself 7 days a week. So, I mean, he's been very good, and he does a lot of the EPOS, the electronic stuff, if you want to call that, and our website, and, of course, my daughter, better not forget her. She does a lot of the Facebook and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, without the young people, it'd be very difficult to do that.
To me, it's almost like a unique selling point, the fact that it is a family-run garden centre, rather than me just walking in where you're not there today, and so the next lady or gentleman doesn't know who I am. I like to feel, you might say, important, wanted, valued. Is
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very important that that people, when they come into a place, know the owner, or know the member of staff that's, and the, our staff have, well, John has been here since 2002. So, I mean, he's been here a long time, and we have other staff that have been here the same. So we don't, our staff, we don't have a huge turn around the staff, but as I said, my daughter works here as well, and you will see my wife bakes for the cafe, so all the stuff we have is mainly home baked. So, you know, it is a family, and then, I mean, because it's close to my home, it has to be kept like it is your back garden rather than like a commercial enterprise, like DIY store or something like that. So
it's almost like knowing your GP, but for the horticultural brain, walking into a family run garden centre.
Yeah, because a lot of people will say when they come in, oh, I'm glad you're here because I want to ask you some things. I mean, to bring in bits and say, what's that? Or I have something wrong with that. What's that? And I mean, that's all the time, like during the summer, and they know they can ask anything because I mean, I'm an avid gardener myself, so I would be planting vegetables for since I was a child, like so. We grew up with that, so I suppose we from coming from a farming background, you would have, and particularly when I remember the days when there was no veg hardly in the shops, and you had to grow it yourself or you didn't have any, so. We'd be very much kind of an old-styled, but trying to clean old-styled garden centre.
But I like old school. I like old style. I like my vinyl records. I prefer that to a CD. I like the fact that I know that on my Beatles for sale vinyl, that I know where the scratch is on Nowhere Man. I like knowing that, and I think I prefer the old school garden centre where you can go in and say Antorinum and the guy behind the counter knows exactly what you're talking about, and more than that, he knows your name as well.
Well, I mean, we have a lot of that, people coming in and that have common names of plants, and it is like I would have a very good knowledge of common names because I don't believe in the Latin names because they're too difficult for people to get their tongue around anyway, but a lot of people come in and they'll say say I saw a granny's bonnet someplace, and I mean, yeah, you say, well, that, you know yourself, it's an aquilegia, but you're not going to say it's an aquilegia, you just go and get it. So that's the type of thing you get. So we do our best to give people very good advice, and we don't tell them if we know something is wrong with a plant or it has a problem, we'll tell them that. So we wouldn't sell them something just for the sake of selling it to them.
Going to pause this. I've got a beautiful mug of caffeine in front of me. Brian, it's back to you in the studio.
Back to me so quick. I was enjoying the interview and the coffee too, Peter. Thanks very much. I'm going to make a guess, go out on a limb here and guess that Michael is not a native of Rollstown. Because I'm listening to his accent and I'm hearing Patsy McGarry of the Irish Times, and Patsy is Balladreen, County Roscommon. Just a guess, could be wrong, could be right. Song of the week, and she's making all the music news for the right and wrong reasons, because she's gone punk this week with her latest album, but we're going back to her debut. This is Kate Nash and Pumpkin Song.
Even though if we're still friends, it's so confusing. Understanding you is making me not want to do the things that I know I should do. But I trip fast and then I lose, and I hate looking like a fool. I just want your kiss, boy, kiss. And if someone's home, but I'm not sure if they're alone. There's someone else inside my head, living there to fill me with dread. This paranoia is distressing, and I spend most of my nights guessing, are we not, are we together? Will this make our lives much better? I'm not in love, I just wanna be touched. I just want your kiss.
Dublin City FM, brought to you in association with greensax.ie. Compostable bags for home and garden. Let's get back to the garden centre in Rolestown. Let's join Peter Donegan.
I'm walking up through the centre. There are garvinias in full flower. There's cytisus. There's notes for flowering plants. Dahlias are absolutely stunning. There's marguerites. Do you know what a marguerite is? The funny thing is as you come up through and you see the rockery plants noted, the shade lovers are over in the shade. There's Dicksonia Antarctica. Lupins, an absolute favourite of mine, personal favourite. No apparent reason. I just love them, and I'm just being pointed to the primula. Check this out. If you're listening to this on podcast and you've got Google handy, type in primula, P-R-I-M-U-L-A, and then V-I-A-L-I-I, Viali, Primula Viali, and check out the flowers on it. Just see how beautiful, how stunningly unique. It's like the freak, the beautiful freak of the gardening world, or one of them. It's, it really is stunning. My good friend Brian Green, sitting in studio, has only ever tried to grow one plant before. It didn't go really according to plan. If he was to take a drive down to Rolestown Garden Centre, what would you advise him?
This on now, say, an ornamental as a thing from a vegetable.
More so from a guy who's never really gardened at all before. Yeah. And I suppose to get him into the groove, how would you try and get him, you might say, kick-started?
Well, if you say, if, like, as we're in the veg patch, I would say, as always, when someone is starting, start small. Grow things that are easy and don't need a lot of care. For instance, now onions, you can, through the season, you can grow them, either get them in as they call them, sets, which are small onions which you plant and then they grow into bigger onions, or you can grow straight from seed. You can always grow lettuce, but create a little raised bed, I think, are the best. And then just fill it with compost and topsoil and have a go. And that's, I mean, if you come in here, we'd show them exactly what you'd have to do. And it's there to see anyway. So it's not like we're anyone can come in here and then get their ideas. Like, for instance, look at the leeks. We did a class on leeks, planting leeks one day. And people were amazed that you actually just made a hole with the handle of the brush and then dropped the leek into it. And you can see the way they're coming on nicely there at the moment.
Is that what it comes back to? Just having a go?
Exactly. I mean, because, I mean, prepare, I used to say, and I keep always saying this, if you prepare well, then the rest happens. Because, I mean, if you make sure you get all the weeds out of your soil, if you're starting, if it's a fresh plot, And once that's done, then I think the rest is I enjoy it anyway. So, and I think growing from seed is a great way too. I mean, I have this bed in front of us. The growing from seed is herbs. We have herbs in it. We have thyme, which you can see, parsley, coriander, basil, all grown from seed. So it's for anyone starting out. I mean, if you can conquer growing a bit from seed, I think then you're away with it. You'll do anything after that.
One thing we didn't note was how I got here. For those travelling who are listening to this now on a Sunday and are heading North County Dublin past Dublin Airport direction and are thinking maybe I'll just do a little bit of a sidetrack and head up to Rolstown Garden Centre, what's the easiest way to get here?
If you go into Swords and take the Ashbourne Road, and it's well signposted for Ashbourne, and just keep on that road until you'll come to our sign. It's about 3-4 miles out, and you'll see a lovely, at the moment, a man on a sign saying, "Grow your own and taste the difference," at the end of our road. And we're about 500 metres up the lane then from there. And we also have our coffee shop sign underneath it. So,
is it a good family day out?
Well, we have the chickens. You can combine it with, have a cup of coffee, or the Kettle's Country House Hotel is down the road from us. So, I mean, you could have lunch there if you wanted to. So it is. You could make it a family day out very easily. And if you come to one of our classes, we'd have a class. This Saturday, we're having one on Saturday morning at 9:30 and one at 11:30. So for a beginner, that's where you should come.
Brian Green, you've just got your cue to call. I think you should come up to Rolstown Garden Centre. Folks, I think top of the pile seems to be that it's family run, number two, that the knowledge is there. And it's almost like, as I said earlier on, it's visiting your GP and him knowing that you had a dodgy knee 14 years ago. Translate that into plants perspective. And I think between Michael and John, you've got a really, really, really nice combination. It's also nice to walk in and say to the daughter, where is your dad around? Is your brother around? It's one of them. And it's a beautiful setting. It's a really nice setup. Yeah, if you want to find out a little bit more, you'll find the lads are on Facebook. They're also on the Twitter, and their website is rolstownplantsplus.ie. That's plural on the plants bit. Brian, it's over to you.
With thanks to Michael and Peter, excellent as always. Rainfall for May, the highest 75 millimetres in the month, was in Newport, Loch Furness, County Mayo. We want to know the soundtrack of The Sod Show. Are we Timotei or are we the Sex Pistols? #SodShow on Twitter. We want to know what you think. We're back next Friday at 3 p.m. Catch us on the blog, blog.donaghanlandscaping.com, and you can get the podcast there from Tea Time Friday. With thanks to our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye bye.
Longer would you be